turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John. We pause in our study of Ephesians. We haven't even really started because today is communion, and I always look for a way to present the truth of our celebration of the Lord's Supper, some side of its great truth this morning. And Jesus was a preacher, and when he preached, he often disturbed the crowds. And that disturbing, that perturbation, often did not produce a positive response from the crowd. And it is on one lesson when Jesus was teaching and foreshadowing communion in John chapter 6, verse 41, that Jesus was preaching, and the crowds, as he preached, grumbled. I've heard that as I've preached, but probably Jesus got it infinitely more. And Jesus was preaching to these people, and he said to them something shocking. Jesus liked to shock his audience. It caused them to... Why do you think I do that in Bible study on Wednesday night? To shock, to awe, because people are gripped with thinking about what you're telling them. Jesus told them in verse 41, "I am the bread that came down out of heaven." And as he goes through this, the crowd will start grumbling and murmuring. And the Greek word for the grumbling is what we call an onomatopoetic word. It means that the Greek word actually sounds, if you would pronounce the Greek word, it would sound like a crowd grumbling. And Jesus began to preach and make the analogy between following him and the bread of life. And the truth here is, you are what you eat. Do you know what you eat? Let me give you a list of what you're eating and you don't know. You are eating the Enviro pig, also called Frankenstein swine. It's been a pig genetically modified. It contains DNA from mice and DNA from E. coli. They've modified it because pigs will make the soil high in phosphorus, so modifying it with E. coli in the mouse keep it from making too much phosphorus in the soil. They now have goats, and if you eat goat meat, they have web-spinning goats. Yes, they've taken a goat, and they have modified it with a spider DNA so that the goat secretes not goat milk, but goat spider web secretion. They now have salmon. When you go to the grocery store and look at that salmon that have been modified, they've taken its DNA, modified it with, if I remember correctly, a fast-growing DNA from a fly. And now the salmon are twice the size and destined to take away all of the natural salmon in that. They have cows now that have been modified so that they're less flatulent. They have mosquitoes that have been modified so that they fight malaria. They have seahorses that now glitter with gold because of modification. They have fish called tilapia that have been modified so that when you eat them, they're not the same. They have featherless chickens now so that the farmer or the place where they're processed doesn't have to worry about taking the feathers off now. And they have finally both glow-in-the-dark rabbits and glow-in-the-dark cats. Now, let me tell you something. When you go into a place, there's a big debate now about genetically modified food. And what scientists that are on the criticizing edge of this is saying is when you eat genetically modified food that now has E. coli, they have rice. You know what they've done with rice? They've taken rice and put human DNA in the rice. You are a cannibal and you don't know it. You are what you eat, aren't you? But do you know what you're eating? And they say among the scientists who are criticizing this that when you eat these, and they've modified, here's the list of just the foods you eat that they've tinkered with. It's not the same. Wheat is no longer what your ancestors ate. Soy, corn, sugar, papayas, canola, cotton, dairy, zucchini, squash, have all been modified. Now, what do the critics say? When you eat that, your intestinal tract no longer is able to recognize it correctly and process it correctly. And they say the incidence of cancer is now skyrocketing because of these genetically modified foods. You say, Dave, what in the wide world does this have to do with communion? Well, the point we're trying to make is you are what you eat. And Jesus gave a sermon on what you need to eat. Let's go and look at verse 41 in John chapter 6, verse 41. The Jews therefore grumbled about him because he said, I am the bread that came down out of heaven. And they were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How in the wide world does he say, I am the bread which comes down from heaven? And Jesus knew what they were saying and said, do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. I am the bread of life. Verse 48. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they what? This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Now this is what Jesus preached. That shocked the crowd. That shocked the crowd more than the look on some of your faces about the genetically modified goats that secrete spider webs now. Is Jesus advocating cannibalism? No, he's saying this, you are what you eat. And if you're going to follow me, you must follow me exclusively. When you listen to anything but the words of Jesus, when you read preacher books and you don't read Jesus, you are incorporating into your thinking modified food that does not lead to life. You need to read God's word, to study what Jesus said. It isn't what Moses said, is it? It is what Jesus said, for the Bible says someone greater than Moses is here in reference to Jesus. And when we celebrate communion, we are celebrating and reminding ourselves of the fact that our spiritual diet must be from the purity of God's word and from the purity of studying what Jesus Christ taught, how he lived, and the example that we must follow. This is what he means by saying that I'm giving my flesh. Therefore, the Jews began to argue with one another in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? See, Jesus wasn't talking about cannibalism. He wasn't talking about the fact that some wafer and grape juice become his blood. He was saying, you must be 100% like me in how I am, in what I teach, And you, when you become my follower, you are completely, fully, exclusively centered on Jesus Christ. This is what we're celebrating this morning. Jesus therefore said to them in verse 53, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself." What is Jesus saying by this? I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is what he's teaching. He's not teaching cannibalism. He's using what we would call a metaphor to shock the crowds into realizing unless you follow Jesus and no one else, you won't make it. That's what we celebrate in communion. Unless you fully incorporate Jesus into your life, not preacher books about Jesus, throw them out. Not the study Bible notes about Jesus, throw them out. Study Jesus, what he taught, how he lived, how he acted. That's incorporating his blood and his flesh, becoming fully and exclusively his. There can be no divided loyalty in Jesus' followers. He does not accept genetically modified Christians. More and more I have seen the great danger in the church is that Jesus is not proclaimed. Everything but Jesus is proclaimed in the pulpits, and that's genetically modified trash that leads to cancer in the church. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. What's the metaphor here? You must become what you eat. If you follow Jesus, you must be fully like Jesus. Him and no other person. You do not follow Paul. You do not follow Peter. You do not follow any human person, any clergy. You imitate, you echo. Your food is to be as Jesus was. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Moses gave them bread that killed them. Christ gives life. How? By being fully, completely, 100% his in every way. And that's what we're celebrating this morning.